Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Tezvav, and we will begin on Daf Yud Dalad Amid Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amid. It says the Mishnah, Makam Shinagu, Limka Behe Medaka, of the Kachavim, and there's a place where the minig is to sell Behe Medakas are like sheeps and goats, of the Kachavim, Meichrim. We follow the minig of Makam, and we sell such items to the Yakim. Makum Shinagu Shloilimkar, where there's a minig not to sell such items to Akim, the halacha is a meichrim. They should not be sold to the Akim. And there are a number of reasons given in the Rishonim why not to sell the Behemadaka to the Akim. Rashi and the Miri explain that the concern is that if we're going to sell them Behemadaka, as we're about to learn in a moment in the Mishnah, there's an issa to sell them behem agasa. If we're going to sell them behem adaka, we may come to sell them a behem agasa. Other Rishonim explain, and this is what it seems to be the explanation that's most understandable in the Gemara, that the goyim, we're concerned that they have relations with the animal, revia, bestiality. Others explain that when we sell these items to the Akim, the animals which are used and can be used for Dvar Mitzvah will no longer be used for Dvar Mitzvah. And this, that we take the animals out of use for Dvar Mitzvah, is a concern for which Chazal said we should not sell animals to Akim. Of course, the question comes up that if that is the reason why we may not sell animals to Akum, then we shouldn't be allowed to sell anything to an Akum for the same concern that we're taking this item out of the ability to use them for Dvar Mitzvah. To which the Rishonim, and in fact such a question is going to be asked in the Gemara, to which the Rishonim respond, an animal is more than just another item, like food for example, and therefore Chazal were more concerned about animals being sold to Akim than other items being sold to Akim. Of course, the question that comes up, that is that we follow the opinion of Rashi, that the reason we're not allowed to sell a behem adaka to an Akim is because we may come to sell a behem agasa. So then, isn't this a situation of a gzera l'gzera? Selling a behem agasa to an Akim, as we're about to learn, is only a gzera. And we know that Chazal don't make a gzera l'gzera. So the Rishonim explain that this is all considered, according to Rashi, one gezeira. Chazal wanted to prevent us from selling animals to the Akum, and therefore they made a general prohibition about selling any animal to the Akum. Question that comes up is that what happens if somebody did sell an animal to an Akum? The Gemara Masechta Gittin says that under such circumstances he has to do whatever he can to retrieve the animal from the Akum, even if it will cost him more than what he sold it for. Continues the Mishnah, we may not sell to the Akum a behem agasa, a golem v'siyachim, whether they're calves or young donkeys, shleimim or shvurim, or if they're whole or they're broken. And as the Rishonim explain, we don't, that even though we're going to learn in the Gemara, that where we could send, where we could assume that the animal was sold for the purpose of shechita, for the purpose of being slaughtered, there is no iser to sell an animal like a behem agasa to an Akim. Because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the reason we may not sell a behem agasa to an Akim because the Akim uses these animals for working. However, with such an assumption cannot be made, the halach is we may not sell such an animal to the Akim. Furthermore, the question that obviously comes up, the Tana Kama is saying that we can't sell shvurim. We can't sell even a broken animal, an animal that's blemished, that can't work, to the Akum. It's only Rabbi Huda mat the Beshura. And the question Tosfos asks is why? If we just said that the reason we're not allowed to sell Behema Gasa to an Akum is because he may come to use it for work under prohibited circumstances, a Shvura can't be used for work. The answer is that the person who sees this animal in the hands of the Akum is not aware that when the Jew sold it to the Akum, the animal was already a Shvura. On the contrary, he believes that it was at that point perhaps a whole animal, and it only became Shvura, it only got blemished by the Akum, and therefore, because again the entire concern of Chazal, the person should make this mistake, therefore we're now allowed to sell even a Shvura according to the Tanakhama to an Akum. Ben Behesera Mat Besus. He says that a horse, Ben Behesera says, may be sold to an Akum. And as Rashi explains, the reason is because since horses are not used for work, horses were used for people to ride on them, and riding is really not considered a melacha because there's a rule of chai noisei es atzmoi. Therefore, it's not doing any work, and therefore one may sell a horse to an Akum. Tosfos takes issue with Rashi's pshat, because Tosfos says this concept of chai noisei es atzmoi everybody agrees to in Masechet Shabbos, even the Rabbanon. So it's therefore difficult, according to Tosfos, to understand that that should be the basis of a machloikis between Ben Seira and the Rabbanon. And therefore Tosfos explains that the machloikis between Ben Seira and Rabbanon are regarding horses that carry birds. That according to Ben Seira, we apply the concept of chai noises atzmoi not only when a person is riding on a horse, but even when a bird is riding on a horse. Whereas, according to Rabbanon, we don't apply the concept of chai noises atzmoi when a bird is riding on a horse. And that's the basis of the machlokes. However, there are mefarshim that suggest that even if we follow Tosfos' explanation, that Rabbanon only don't agree to the concept of chai noises atzmoi, where a horse is holding an animal, holding a bird, but once the Chacham hold, we can't sell a horse to an Akum because of the situation when the horse has a bird on it. Chazal made one gzeira, loy plug, and therefore they said we can never sell a horse to an Akum. Ask the Gemara, lememra, if we learn our Gemara, before we go further, just something to think about as we learn the sugya. Our Gemara is teaching us that one may not sell an animal to a guy. Yet we all remember the parasha in the Torah where Yaakov sent to Esav gemalim minikos, asoinos, he sent all sorts of animals. And our Gemara is teaching us that we're not allowed to sell an Akum animals. So certainly the Mefarshim point out that if we consider Esav a Yisrael, then this halacha would not apply. Because Esav, this is only when we're selling a Behemah Gasa to a Nachri, Esav wasn't a Nachri. But as we go through our shir, and we'll discuss different heterim, when an animal may be sold to an Akum, we may perhaps be able to apply some of those concepts to what Yaakov did with Esav. Ask the Gemara. Lememra, is that to say that our Mishnah began when it comes to selling a behemah daka to an avi kechavim, the sur leka? From our Mishnah, it seems there is no isser involved. It's only dependent on a minig. Minhaga hu de'ika. It's completely dependent on a minig. Hecha denog isser. And our Mishnah is teaching us that in the place there's a minig not to sell such animals to an akum nog, such a minig is in place. Hecha denog heta nog. And where does a minig to sell? One may sell such a thing, such animals, for many. But the Mishnah we're going to learn later on, Daf Chabez, teaches us, one may not leave animals by the stable of Akum. We're concerned that they're going to have relations with the animal. Now, if we're learning now that, and we know, as we've been learning in our previous sugyas, that there's the issa of lifnei evil esita mechshol, we have to prevent that akum from doing an aveira. So if so, if we're concerned that the akum is going to do revia with the animal, how can we sell him a behemah daka, which will bring him perhaps to do this horrible aveira? Amar Rav, responds Rav, Makom shetiru limkar hetiru liyachid. Makom she'asur liyachid, asur limkar. Rav is saying that indeed these two mishnayis, the mishnayis that we're learning here on Daf Yudalid, and the mishnah we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shema Daf Chabez, actually travel together. And if we, in the place where our mishnah says there's a minig that you're allowed to sell such an animal to Nakam, so too will be the halacha that you have to, you're allowed to leave your animal by Nakam. For we are not concerned that the Akum will do such an act. And in a place we have such a concern, we have the concern, and both Mechira and Yichud will be Asur. Tosfos asks that why don't we make the distinction, as we have been learning previously, that if the Akum has other animals, we should not be concerned for Revia, because even if we're concerned that the Akum act in that way, they always have other animals to do this act with, and therefore we should be allowed to sell them or leave with him our animal. He already could do his Aveira with the animals that he has. Answers Tosfos, unlike in other situations of Lifnei Iver, where the Akum could, if the Akum could do the Aveira anyway, there is no issue of Lifnei Iver. Here, because the Akum has a desire to do the Aveira with each and every animal that comes into his possession, therefore, the fact that he has other animals won't help us for the animal that he already won't help us to prevent the problem with Lifnei Iver. Rabbi Loza, however, says a different teretz. Rabbi Loza says that af mokum she'asur liyachid, even in a place where Mishnah teaches us that we can't leave our animals with the Akum, and the reason we can't leave our animals with the Akum is because we're concerned they're going to do review with the Akum, that loch is mutalimkar. We could sell the animal to the Akum. My tama, why is selling different than leaving the animal with the Akum? Or if kacham chasa behem tishloi tiakar, doing such an act with an animal causes the animal to become sterile, and an Akum will not want the animal that he bought to become sterile. And therefore, one could sell such an animal to an Akum. Says the Gemara, Vaf Rav Hadabay, when Rav heard this teretz of Rabbi Lozer, he too agreed that we can't, that the halacha of Yichud and the halacha of Mechira don't travel together, and therefore even if Yichud of leaving our animals with the Akum may be Usur, selling may be Mutter, as we see, Damar Tavchlifa Amar Rav Sheila Bar Avimi Mishmei Derav, Rav agrees to this concept that when the Akum owns the behat animal, he's concerned that it shouldn't become sterile, and therefore there won't be concern for Revia. In fact, I saw a beautiful tshuva from Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam. He says, we learned a tremendous lesson from this Gemara. He says, this Gemara teaches us that it's easier, it's the right thing to do is to retract when you know you're wrong. And that's what the Gemara is saying about Rav. When Rav heard Rabbi Loza's teretz, he recognized that this was a better teretz than his teretz, and he says it's much more significant for a person to agree that he's wrong than to defend his opinion. Furthermore, I saw from Rabbi Yonasan Eipschitz, he says, we find that the Torah says regarding Yaakov Avinu, v'yifretz ha'ish ma'oid ma'oid, v'hi lo tzoyin rabbis, v'shvachis, v'vodim, v'gemalim, v'chamayrim. And Rashi says, in this pasuk, mochet tzoynoi, b'domim yikarim, he sold his sheep at a very high price, v'lokech lo kaleila, in order to buy all the other possessions that he had. Asks of Yonasan Eipschitz, how does Rashi know that Yaakov spent a lot of money to buy these items, and maybe he didn't spend a lot of money? Says that he sold these items for a high price, says the Yarif Tavash. Yaakov Avinu, as Al Gemara is teaching us, was concerned that the Akum should not use these animals for his own, for Revia. If the Akum will spend a lot of money on buying the animal, that will prevent him certainly from having relations with that animal, because, as the Gemara just taught us, having such relations causes the animal to become sterile. That's why Yaakov Avinu sold it for expensive, in order to make sure that this Avera, which as we're learning is an Avera for Akum, also should not be committed. We learned in the Mishnah, Ubekam Makam Ein Marchim Behem Gasa. Under all circumstances, we may not sell a Behem Gasa to an Akum. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, says the Gemara, Ned Lervi Lech Shinen, even if we're not concerned that the animal will, that the goy will have relations with the animal, because the animal is now his, as we just explained. However, mevet by melacha chashina, we're concerned that the goy is going to do melacha with this animal on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara of Nevet, so he should be allowed to do that. Kivin the zavna, tanya. Once he bought the animal is his, and therefore he's allowed. There's no din of Shabbos for an akum. Answers the Gemara, Gzeira Mishum Sha'ilim Mishum Shchiris. We're concerned that in a situation where we lend the animal or rent the animal to an Akum, and the animal still is ours, and therefore there's a din of Shvisis Behemtoi that we're not allowed to let our animal work on Shabbos. Therefore, because of Gzeira, we may not sell the animal to the Akum either. Ask the Gemara, even if we sell it to the Akum, Sheila Kanya, Vagrakanya, when we lend the animal to the Akum, or we rent the animal to the Akum, it becomes the Akum's. And therefore the Isser of Shvisis Behemtoi doesn't apply once we lend it or rent, once we lend it or rent it to him. And as the Rishonim and Achronim explain, even if we'll say that the regular halachas of Shomrim that we learned in Parshas Mishpatim and in Masechta Bamitzvah only applies between Jews and not between a Yisrael and Akum, certainly there is a level of ownership obtained when a Jew, when a guy rents or borrows the animal owned by a Jew, and therefore the Gemara is asking that should be considered that it's theirs, and the halacha of Shvisis Behemtoi ought not to apply. Furthermore, Rashi points out that the Isser of Amir La'akum, the Isser that we're not allowed to tell a goy to do something on our behalf on Shabbos, doesn't apply here. The reason it doesn't apply here is because that's only when I ask a Akum to do something on my behalf. Here, we're not asking an Akum to do anything on our behalf. It's interesting to point out, and many Achronim make this point, Daruch HaShulchan, the Stipler, Avni Nezer, ask that here Rashi says that the reason why Amir al-Akum, asking an Akum to do something on our behalf is Shabbos, is because the Pasuk says, Mimtzacha v'daber dover, Dibur, asking an Akum to do something on our behalf on Shabbos is awesome. Yet in other places, it seems that the reason is because of shlichus. If we ask an Akum to do something on our behalf, we have an issa shlichus, so that the Akum is working on our behalf. So what is the reason? So the Achronim explained that actually both reasons are appropriate. For when we ask an Akum on Shabbos to do something on our behalf, but we're not asking him to do it on Shabbos, we're asking him to do it after Shabbos, there is no issa of shlichus. But there is an Isser of a Dabe Dover. Shlo Yehei Deburcha Shal Shabbos Ki Deburcha Shal Chol. On the other hand, when we ask an Akum during the week to do something on our behalf on Shabbos, here there is no Isser of Dabe Dover. It's during the week. During the week there is no Isser of Dabe Dover, but there is an issue of Shlichus that the Akum, if the Akum does this on our behalf on Shabbos. Ella Amar Rabbi Breid Rav Yeba, The reason, he says, one may not sell an animal to the Akum is Gzeira Mishum Nishoyne. We're concerned that the Akum may test the animal, and the Gemara explains itself. The Zimnan, the Zavna Nale, sometime this transaction will take place. Samach Lashkias Acham the Malish Shabsa, right before Shabbos on Friday afternoon. Vamale, and the buyer, the Akum says to the Yisrael, the seller, Tarnasya Nale, let's test this animal. Vishamale Lakale, so the animal hears the voice of its original owner, the Ozil Machmase, and then the animal walks because of what the Jew was saying, his original owner, the Nichle the Tezel, and he's satisfied that the animal should walk, because like that it shows that this animal is an animal strong enough to walk and carry a load. And now we have a malacha of a Havelim Mechamer Ach Behem to Shabbos. We have a situation that he's causing this animal to carry a load on Shabbos, which is an Issim Mechamer. So because of such a situation, Chazal said we may not sell and behem agasa to an Akum. Tosfos and the other Rishonim asked the obvious question: why does the Gemara have to come on to the Isra of Mechamer, which, as we're describing, is an interesting situation? Why don't we just explain that there's going to be a problem of Isra Shvisas Behemtoy? That if the animal is going on Shabbos and the animal belongs to the Jew, we have an Isser, we have this Isser of Shvisas Behemtoy. So the Ran answer is a fairly simple answer. Shvisas Behemtoy is only an Isser, I say, whereas Mechamer, as the Gemara clearly teaches us, is a Chiyuv Chatas. So Gemara is pointing out that because of a Chiyuv Chatas we make the Gzeira, not because of the Chiyuv, not just because of Chiyuv Asei Ashvisas Behemtai. Another explanation, which Tosfos gives, is that the guy, the Jew, is obviously not going to be Mechal Shabbos. And since the Jew is not going to be Mechal Shabbos, he knows not to tell his animal at this time to do Melacha. However, the animal does hear his owner's voice, and that's what causes him to go. Not that the owner said it and did it deliberately, just the animal is accustomed to following his owner's voice, and that is a situation of Mechamer. And even though it's a Dovah Shein Miskaven, it wasn't the intention of the owner to make the animal walk, but as the Gemara really alludes to, it's a psikration, the nichale. He's satisfied that the animal should walk, and therefore there's an Isser Mechami here, even if there isn't an Isser Shvisas Behemte. Others explain that we're referring to a situation where the animal is in a Rishus Hayochid. So the Isser of Shvisas Behemtoy doesn't apply, because the animal is in Rishus Hayochid, and Rishus Hayochid, there is no issue of carrying. But the Isser Mechamer does apply. This answer is actually the basis of a Machloikus Rishonim, because there are Rishonim that say that there is no Isser Mechamer in Rishus Hayochid. Another teretz that I saw from the Cheshik Shloima is that the din of Shvisas Behemtoy of Lamanya Nuach Sharcha V'Chamorcha is a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. And women, as we know, are not obligated in mitzvah saseh shazman groma. And therefore, there wouldn't be an issue here if the woman was the owner of the animal. But the Issa Mechamer is an Issa Lav. Issa Lav apply to women equally as to men. And that's why the Gemara looked for the Issa Mechamer, which will apply even if the woman is the owner of this animal. It's interesting to note, I saw an interesting verse from Yeshua Leib Diskin. The Torah says that when Yosef was taken out of the prison to become Pharaoh's assistant, the pasuk says, V'kivua b'keves ha-mishna ashel ha-malach. B'keves ha-mishna means that there were two animals. It was a whole chariot. Why does the Torah go out of the way to teach us this? Says Rabbi Shulayim. As we know, Yosef was freed from jail on Rosh Hashanah. And there are opinions that the Isser Mechamer applies on Yontif also. So Yosef was concerned that if he's going to be leading the animals, he'll be Mechal Yontif Rosh Hashanah. But there are opinions, says Rabbi Shulei, that just like by a Melacha, we have a concept of Shnaim Shesua. If two people do a Melacha, it's Potter. So too by Mechamer, if you lead two animals, there's no Isser Mechamer. That's why Yosef was specifically happy that it specifically careful. It should be Merkeves HaMishnah. If there'll be two animals, there won't be an Issa Mechamer on Yontiv Rosh Hashanah. Goes back in the Gemara to its original point. Maskolar Rav Sheshe B'rei Dravidi V'schiris Mikanya. We're assuming that if we rent or bought a lend an animal to an Akum, there is no problem of Shvisis Behemtoi, because it becomes the animal of the Akum. Ask the Gemara, is that true? V'schiris Mikanya, does renting an animal make it the property of the one that borrowed it? V'tanan, then we learn in the Mishnah, Apamakum Sha'amru. Even where we said that we may rent houses to the Akum, Loyla Beis Dira Amru, we're not allowed to lend them the home to live there, because he brings Avodah Zarah into his home, and we don't want that these homes should have Avodah Zarah in them. Ask the Gemara, our home should have Avodah Zarah in them. Ask the Gemara, if we're learning now that when we rent something, it becomes the property of the person who rented it, Haiki Kamayo, when the Akum is bringing Avodah Zarah into the house, Lebesa Kamayil, he's bringing it into his own home. So why should it be Asr? Answers the Gemara, we can't ask a question from there. Shana Avodah Kacham and Chamira, the Torah is particularly stringent when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Ksiv Lo Sovi Ta'eva Beisecha. And as the Ritva explains, even though this Issa that we're now discussing is only an Issa de Rabbanim, but this Issa de Rabbanan, which involves bringing Avodah Zarah into the house, is a very serious Avera, where Chazal were particularly stringent, and therefore we can't bring a ride from it. What's the ride that Chazal was so stringent about this? One is because the Torah uses the words V'loi Savi. In no way should you allow that Avodah Zarah should be brought into the house. Or another pshat that I saw in the Rishonim is the Torah uses the words V'loi Yidbak B'yotcha Mu'uma. Mu'uma means even the slightest amount. Is it true that Tzchiris makes it the property of the one who rented? If a Jew rented a cow from a Koyin, he's allowed to give this cow to eat the Kashine of Truma. And as the Rishonim explained this Gemara, first of all, they explained that Kashinim are food that is a food that's also edible to people. Because were it not edible to people, there would be no chiyuv truma on it. Here we're referring to a situation where the Yisrael has this truma. How does the Yisrael have this truma? So Rashi gives two explanations. One explanation is that the Yisrael had a grandfather, his mother's father, who was a Kayin, and he inherited this truma from his grandfather. Or another pshat that Rashi suggests is that the Yisrael had his own food, from his own produce, from which he separated truma. And what he's saying to the Kohen is that I, as the Yisrael, have the right to choose which Kohen I should give this truma to. And certainly, the Yisrael says to the Kohen, you would be very satisfied that I should choose you, and by extension your animal, to give this truma to the Kayin, to give this food to the animal to be eaten. For like that, you'll know that your animal is being fed well. Of course, Tosfos points out that the Gemara here is referring to a situation where the Yisrael doesn't have the obligation to feed the animal. Because if the Yisrael has the obligation to feed the animal, then he can't use truma to fulfill his obligation. Continues the Mishnah, the kohen shesach upon Yisrael, if a kohen rented a cow from Yisrael, abish mizonos on alav, even if the kohen has the obligation to feed this animal, Talochis lo yechlenu kashin truma. He's not allowed to feed it this truma food. Ask the Gemara, v'sal kedatach schiris kanya. If we're saying that, that when somebody rents something, he becomes the owner of the item, amai lo yechlenu, why shouldn't he be allowed to give it truma? Pari de dehu. It now is the animal of the kayin. El shmamino. From here we clearly see that schiris lo kanya. And as the Rishonim point out, even if we'll say that truma is not osur bahano, giving truma to an animal where the animal completely eats up the truma, that is certainly osur. So from here we see, says the Gemara, that clearly schiris is loikanya. So now, says the Gemara, now that we've established hashta amit schiris loikanya, that if you rent something, you don't become the owner. Therefore, if I rent an animal to an akum, or I lend my animal to an akum, and the akum will use it on Shabbos, there's a problem of shvisas behemtoi. That's why we may not sell it to the akum, gzerim shem schiris, or gzerim shem shela, where I still am the owner and there's an issue of shvisas behemta. And the other reason that we gave earlier of nisyoine also still applies. And therefore point out to Rishonim, even at the beginning of the week, one may not rent an animal, may not sell an animal ever in the times of Chazal to an Akum. There's a very interesting approach by the Stipler in explaining this Gemara. He says the following. There's a following Shaila came up. Somebody rented an apartment from someone else. He rented the apartment for a year. Towards the end of the year, he was successful in buying his own home. And therefore, he tells his landlord, I'm moving out. I don't need the apartment anymore. And then, after he moves out, and the year of the lease is not yet up, he realizes that a child of his is getting married, doesn't have an apartment. He says, you know what? I still have a lease on that apartment. I'll let my child use that apartment until the lease is up. What is the halacha? So the Stipler and other achronim explain that this question really depends on how do we understand what is when one rents an apartment or rents a property. Is it to be understood that one becomes the owner of that property? Or is it to be understood that one now just has rights in that property? If one becomes the owner of that property, so then he's the owner of the property until the lease is up. If, on the other hand, we understand it, that it just means that he has rights to the property, so those rights are something that one can be meichel. And in fact, the Stipler says that that perhaps is the havamina and maskona of this Gemara. That the one, then the havamina of the Gemara assumed that he becomes a full-fledged owner of the property, and therefore, even if he was meichel it, the mechila won't be effective, whereas in the Maskana, the Gemara is holding that he only has rights, not real ownership. In fact, this question is relevant to another, this Shaila is relevant to another situation. What would happen, Rachman Tzlan, if somebody rented an apartment, and then there was a disaster, Rachman Tzlan, and the apartment is no longer usable? Does the landlord have an obligation to give the tenant another apartment? If we say that he becomes an owner of the apartment, so he's an owner of this apartment, and if this apartment got destroyed for whatever reason, chas v'shalom, he doesn't have to replace it. If, however, renting only represents a right, so he has a right to have a place to live, that by paying to the landlord has to supply him with a place to live. And therefore, if the original place that was supplied no longer is available, he has to give him a different place. Says the Gemara, Rav Ada shoyl zvuna chamra aydin safsira. Rav Ada allowed a Jew to sell a donkey to an akum through a broker. Because the Gemara explains why all of the concerns we've been discussing don't apply if it's through a broker. If we're concerned that the animal will walk because of what he hears from the owner, here it's not the owner, and lo yada l'kalei, and doesn't recognize the voice, does l'machmasve, it should walk because of him. If the concern is that if you're going to come to sell he may come to rent or to borrow. Kim de lav de dehi. Here, since the broker isn't the owner of the animal, loy moishel loy moiger. He's not going to rent or lend the animal. As the Rishonim explained, he was only authorized to sell the animal, and therefore he doesn't have the power to lend it or lease it. V'oid, mishum delay nigla be muma. Not only doesn't he have the authority, but even if he had the authority to rent it or lend it, he wouldn't want to. Why wouldn't he want to? Because if he gives it to other people under these circumstances, the deficiencies of the animal may become public, and his job is to sell the animal, and it'll only become very difficult then for him to sell the animal, and therefore he wouldn't want to do such a thing. As Tosfos, however, when the Akum buys the animal, we have no way of knowing that it was sold. We have no way of knowing that it was sold by a Jew, by the owner, or by the broker. Says Tosfos, when something is sold by a broker, it's well known. And therefore, if it was sold by a broker, everybody would be known it was sold by a broker, not by the original owner. This Gemara is the main heter why people sell animals to Akum nowadays. Because if you sell it through a broker, you just raise the animal, but you don't sell the animal, the isser of selling an animal doesn't apply. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out that it was only perhaps in the times of Chazal where Jews were able to sell animals amongst themselves that Chazal make this gzeira that we shouldn't sell behema gasa to an Akum. But now that's an impossible business model to follow. The Rishonim already say this, and therefore we're allowed to sell the gzeira's Chazal of selling an animal to an Akum doesn't apply. And in fact, going back to the question that we discussed at the beginning of this year, the same was in the time of Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov didn't have other Jews to do business with. And when there are no other Jews to do business with, the Isser of selling a behemoth to an Akum does not apply. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Zobin Ahu Paralai V'Kachavim. Rav Huna sold a cow to Rav Kachavim. Omar Rav Chesda, so Rav Chesda asked him, My Tam Ovin Marhachi, how did you act this way? We've been learning you know how to sell a behemoth gasa to an Akum. Omalei Eimel Shchitas Avna. I say that it was sold for, I was assuming that it will be used for Shechita, and since it's going to be used for Shechita, it's Mutter. So Rishonim ask, when can we assume that it's going to be used for Shechita, and therefore it's Mutter, and when can we not assume so, and therefore be us to sell Behema Gasa? Some Rishonim say that it's referring to a situation, the Ramban says, that he said that the buyer is saying explicitly that I'm buying it to slaughter. And therefore, if the buyer says so, we have a right to sell it to him. Others say, even if he didn't sell it, but we know that this Akum is a tabach, is a butcher, we could safely assume that that's what his purpose is. Others say that there's a nafkamina between a behemoth tahira and a behemoth tameya. Only by a behemoth tameya are we concerned, but by a behemoth tahira we could safely assume that l'shchita savna. Continues the Gemara, umanai tamra, and for where do we know that the amrinkai gavna, that such an assumption may be made? Says Mother Tanan, b'shama amrim, lo yimka adam parach reshet b'shvias. A person is not allowed to sell a cow that could plow during the Shemitah year. Beisil matirim. Beisil says we may. Nay, shiach l'shachtai. Because we could say that we didn't sell it to do work with, which is obviously us in the Shemitah year, but it's being sold just for slaughter. So we see that whenever we could say that's being sold for slaughter, it's permitted. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rabba, mi dami. How can we compare the two situations? Hosom ain't odom mitzvah shvius behem to b'shvius. There's no issue that my animal's not allowed to work in Shemitah. So therefore, given the fact that we have the ability to say that I assume that the buyer is going to slaughter it, worst case scenario that he won't slaughter it, that he'll use it, is not that bad because there's no issue being transgressed. Hacha, here, if however the Akum uses my animal on Shabbos, Adam mitzvah shvis behem to be Shabbos. So it's a much greater concern. Amar Abaya, kol heichad adam mitzvah asa. Is that true that just because I have such a chiyuv, it's asa? Very soda. The adam mitzvah shvis is a day b'shvis. A person is obligated to make sure there's feel lay fallow in the shmita year. V'tanya, b'shamar m'layom ka'adam sodah near b'shviyas. You're not allowed to sell a field that could be planted in the Shemitah year. U'mevzhel o'imrim, m'shiyach l'avir. You're allowed to sell and assume that the buyer won't work on the field. Furthermore, it says the Gemara, maskal ra'ashi, v'kol heicha da'ein adam mitzuvah, shari, and if there is no iser, there it's mutter, v'rei kelim. Da'ein adam mitzuvah shviyas is kelim b'shviyas. A person isn't obligated to leave his kalim not to be worked on the Shemitah year. V'tanan, yet the Mishnah says, Ve'elan kalim shein odom Yisrael l'machar b'shviyas, the following kalim may not be sold on the Shemitah year. Ha'machrish v'kol kalea, plow, ha'oil v'mazra, shovels and yokes, v'adekar, is a different type of shovel. Aye, there's no din of shviyas behemta. Elam Ravashi, kol heicha d'mitla talinan, wherever we could assume that the person is selling it and it's going to be used l'isser, we're allowed to make that assumption. Vavgav the mitzvah, even if he has an obligation to make sure that his field or his property be left fallow in the Shemitah year. V'kolecha the leka l'mitl loy talinan, avgav de mitzvah. And therefore, explain the Rishonim. When I sell a property, people who are interested in buying properties will buy the property because now he has the opportunity to get this property, even though it's before, even though it's a Shemitah year. And we don't have to assume that he's going to work on the property. However, kalim aren't so hard to come by. And therefore, if somebody buying such kalim, we have to assume that he's buying them because he wants to work the field in the Shemitah year. It says the Gemara, Rava Zavanahu Chamra, Ravin sold a animal, Lisra Choshalim Kalev Kachavim, to Jew who they were concerned would sell the animal to an Akam. Amalei Abaya, my Tama Ovid Mahachi, why'd you do this? Amalei, Ano Yisrael Zvini, I sold it to a Jew, which is mutter. Amalei, but he asked him, "Va'azim mazben leilev kachavim." Don't we have a concern that he's going to sell it to a akum? Va'azim mazben leilev kachavim. The Jew may very well go sell this to an akum. To which Rava responded, "Leilev kachavim kamazben lisrael leilev kamazben." Why we should I assume that he's going to sell it to an akum? Maybe he'll sell it to a Jew. Ask the Gemara, Eisvei, says a Braisa, Makum Shnogalim ka behema kaka l'kutim, in a place where the minig is to sell a behema daka to the kutim. We know the kutim are a nation that came by, that Melech Asher brought that to Israel, and they were begayer, and our Gemara is following the opinion that they were geri emes. So Makum Shnogalim ka behema daka l'kutim, where the minig on Makum is to sell such animals to the kutim, moichrim. Shloyim kar with a minig is not to aimachrim. My tama, ilay mishum d'chshida revia. Is it because we're concerned that the kutim are going to have relations with the animal? Ask them ramich shidi. Is there really such a concern? V'tanya, the brisa says, aimay meid behemah b'tukar shalav d'kachavim. We're not allowed to leave animals by akum. Zacharim etzel zacharim. We're not allowed to leave male animals with male akum. Nekevus etzel nekevus. We're not allowed to leave female animals with female akum. Vein tzarch loyman nekevus etzel zacharim. Female animals may not be left with male akum. Uzacharim nor may male akum, male animals be left with nekevus with female akum. Vein mosim behem l'roshlam. Furthermore, we may not leave our animal with one of their shepherds. Vein misyachtem mehem. Nor may we be left alone with them, because we have to be concerned for shvichas damim. They Muslim tinek. Nor will we leave our children with them. Lalam the sefer, lalam the imnus to study by them. One is because we're concerned they're going to be sodomized by the akum. Another reason, as we just said, is because we're concerned for shvichas damim. Continues the brisa. Avma midim heimet between the kol shakutim. With kutim, we may leave our animals. Zacharim eitzel nekevus. Nekevus eitzel zacharim. Vein tzarch lam zacharim eitzel zacharim. For nekevus eitzel nekevus are mutter to be left with kutim. Furthermore, a meisim behemel roishalhem, we may leave our animals with their shepherds, or misyachtim imayim, we could be left alone with them, or meisalam tinok lelam de sefer lum de amos. Alma, so clearly we see from this brisa that the kutim anach shidi for revia. Nevertheless, the brisa says that even though they themselves are not choshed, are not suspect of doing such things, selling them animal depends on a minig. So we see that even though the people themselves don't do the avera, they may sell it to others to do the avera. So back to our question on Rabbah, how could you allow to sell a donkey lisra choshed limkal avik kachavim? We're not allowed to sell to the Akum different types of arms. Nor when we sharpen the swords for them. No, can we sell them different types of weaponry? These were the things that were put around the prisoners. Nor can we sell them shackles or chains of iron. And this halacha applies both to Akum and Takuti. My Tama. Now let's try to understand. If we're saying that because we're concerned that the Kutim may do Shvichas Tamim, ask the Gemara, we just proved that they were not choshed for that. We can be left alone with them. If we're concerned for Shvichas Tamim, we shouldn't be allowed to be left alone with them. Ella, Mishum Da'asu, we're concerned that they're going to use it by selling it to an Akum who will use it to harm Jews. So we see that even though if a person himself doesn't do the Avera, we have to be concerned that he's going to sell it to somebody who will. If you'll say Kuti Lo'ev Tshuva, a Kutim will never hold back from selling these items to somebody who we have to be concerned at. But Yisrael, by Yisrael of Tshuva, the Yisrael will always be careful not to sell to somebody who's not supposed to. V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Bavua, k'derech sh'amar osu limkal av k'chavim, just like they say you're not allowed to sell to an Akum, kach osu limkal Yisrael achosh limkal av k'chavim, so we're not allowed to sell something to somebody who we're concerned will sell to an Akum and will use it inappropriately. So now Rabbah realized that he shouldn't have sold it to such a Yisrael. It says the Gemara wrought basrei klos a parsi. He ran after the purchaser of his donkey for 3 parsi. Vikadami parsi b'chala. Others say that he ran for parsi, but it was hard to run because he was running in sand. V'loy adrichei, but he couldn't catch up to him because he wanted to renege on the sale because he realized that he shouldn't have sold such a thing to Yisrael. And in fact, the halacha is that one may not sell something to Yisrael who's choshed to do the wrong thing with an item. And that's why, for example, I saw that the Paiskim discuss a very interesting shaila. May one sell an electric razor to a non-religious Jew? Because we can't assume, and safely assume, that the Yisrael is buying it on behalf of an Akum. We have to assume that he's buying it on behalf of himself. And there's a real issue of lifnei iver, because we know that one is not allowed to use a razor or even an electric razor. Although it won't be a shaila of lifnei iver deraisa, because he won't buy it in my store, he could always get it in a different store. But from our gemara it's mashma that at least there may be an issa derabbanan.